All right, guys, good morning. Hey, we got a – oh, can you hear me? I want to make sure you can hear me okay. We good there? Make sure everything's up and running. Okay, hey, good morning. We got a great
– I can't hear you.
You can or can't?
Can.
Can, okay, good. Hey, Ed, good morning.
Babe.
All right. Hey, guys, we got a great day today. I'm going to go through a bunch of stuff, but I'm going to do more training once again, you know, because we just have just fun hearing all the success stories that people are having. And today we got a big announcement, and we're going to have even more. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get rolling here. I got, you know, my slides to begin with. And then once we get through that, I'm going to jump into just going right into the system, because I think, you know, one of my buddies, Mike Armendariz from California, he always tells me, he says, dude, take it down to the, and, you know, I've done a lot of stuff, and I what I believe is this: you got to just, you know, the basic fundamentals are always the key to becoming successful. And so anyway, so what we're going to do today, I'm going to get some more into that. You know, last week we started it, this week we'll get into more details on it, but I wanted to, first off, we'll get rolling here, kind of talk through some things. And, you know, again, guys, one of the things that if you have any issues, always go, you know, send it to Lucas and support. We, last week we sent out all of those, surveys, and guys, I promise you, we got so much good information from those surveys, ideas that we're going to add. We got things that are, you know, things that we can improve on. So if you got those surveys, if you hadn't done it, send it in. We, you know, I'm one of these guys that I want to win. I don't get my feelings hurt. You know, and so I would rather you say, hey, this is messed up. We need to fix this. We want to do this. We want to improve on this. And if you have any issues, just go right to support, at Sales Team Pro. Now this ideas at Sales Team Pro, you can do that. But if you have an idea, we gave you a spot on that survey to be able to do it. And also any of the $100,000 earners, if you have not reached out to us, I should put this back up. Kristen at salesteampro.net, K-R-I-S-T-I-N at salesteampro.net. We want to hear from you, and we have a special survey for you. And what that survey is about is we're doing this survey. It's a thing called Survey Monkey, and we're going to put one of those together too, that can go out, you know, inside of, we've got one little survey people are using. But what it does is it'll allow us to get a very good understanding. But what I was going to tell you about Lucas, we got like a 95%, you know, positive results on getting back. You know, Lucas is like running 100 miles an hour all the time. But if you'll send us these ideas, I got one from Dave Deal last week, and we're right in the middle of getting it done. It's going to be an email that you can do for age 59 and a half. You know, we've got the follow-ups now. Why not have them in email? Go out. So we're going to do all these things, but fill the survey out. We sent it, I don't know, when did we send it? A couple weeks ago, 10 days ago, something like that. So we want your response back so we can keep growing. All right. So let's talk about Sales Team Pro and Primerica and the RMC system. I want to bring this up so people are not confused. You don't have any idea what's going on, or our Sales Team Pro and Primerica, what's happening. So anyway, I want to walk through. So what's the status of Sales Team Pro and Primerica doing a deal? Well, we started back in March, going back and forth in a very positive way with the primary goal, okay, that I wanted to make sure that before, you know, Primerica, if Sales Team Pro is going to merge into Primerica, that the deal, that Primerica is going to have something for us that's good. And because of the fact they've got unlimited resources.
Hey, Julie, is it possible I could talk to schedule an appointment for my doctor?
Hey, all right, here we go. All right, so anyway, so the fact is that Primerica's got unlimited resources, and if Sales Team Pro and Primerica can work together, then I think it can be very good. And so we've been working on that all the way back. We've been really working on it for a long, long time, but, you know, we really started papering some stuff back in March, and we've been continuing on it, and then, you know, we had the pandemic and stuff like that. So what's the status going on? So as you know, Primerica rolled out the RMC system, and that RMC system has got a few email campaigns. It's out. Okay. It happened on June 30th. We are in the very final stages of what I think is going to be a very positive arrangement that would include some point in the future, and not in the next few months or anything like that, but some point in the future, a migration into the Primerica RMC system. All right. And this would also include part of this deal, so you know where we're going. It would also include the Sales Team Pro staff, part of our staff working with, along with myself, working with the company, so we can utilize everything we have and then take the resources that Primerica has, which is unlimited as far as comparatively speaking to Sales Team Pro, and we can build something world-class for the sales force. It's going to be ridiculous how good it will be when we have all of the sales mindset and the marketing mindset and all the background information, put that together, a lot of money and resources. It can be good. So there'll be more details to come, but we're in the final stages of doing that, a very positive result that will come as a result of it. As for Sales Team Pro, so you guys are very clear. There's been rumors of what happens, you know, what's going to happen to Sales Team Pro with, you know, the RMC deal. Well, the RMC, you know, it's just, you know, it's got a birthday message and a couple of emails in there. So it's very, very new. But for your information, rumor mill, there are zero compliance problems with Sales Team Pro. Zero. Okay. And you have no problem continuing to use the system and bring in new reps. As well as there will be no chance Sales Team Pro will close prior to the RMC system being a viable alternative. So we don't expect Sales Team Pro to go away for a while. Okay. And what I mean, you know, a while, 12 to 24 months is what I'm talking about. And that's only if, in fact, the system is usable equal to or greater than, which I think we can make happen. So anyway, I wanted to give that to you. So if you know people, I wanted to let you know what's going on. That came out last week, and it's a positive move for the company that they're getting, you know, the mindset of, you know, better customer service. And that's all this thing does. Customer service, repeat business. Guys, I get so much business that comes in that, yeah, I was sitting here this morning working on this, and I had a lady send me a text message. Hey, just want to let you know I'm sending you 50 grand. Okay. Sending me a check. And I said, here was my answer to it. Going in her VA. I said, well, just be sure and let me know the actual date that you sent it, so I'll be looking for it. I was like, that's pretty cool. Right. And that's the kind of stuff you'll have happening. You know, I'm sitting here 30 minutes ago and I get a text message and I make what, $1,800, something like that. And so that's what this is all about. So anyway, so keep referring your friends so we continue to grow. All right. So the system that we work, you know, we talk about this system. And what I do, one of the things that I always did when I built my base shop is, you know, and I talked to you guys about it last week, I had this little bag. You know, back then it was old school. I went into a studio, spent a bunch of money, built VCR tapes, and I went through and I built what I call the system. That was the name of it, the system. And it was everything from A to Z on what to do. I put it on video, had myself doing a recruiting presentation, a sales presentation. I had every week when people would walk in to the training on Tuesday night, Saturday morning, what we did is we had an Easter basket. We had a couple of them, and I had a tape a CD player. Okay. Before that, just a regular cassette tape player. And we recorded every training. So what we did is on Tuesday night, we would record Tuesday, but people would come in on Tuesday and a Easter basket would go around with hundreds of these tapes, because I had a duplicator from Saturday morning's training. People would drop a dollar in the basket and they would take out their tape and then they would listen to it. So what I had going on all the time was a system to where I was getting people walking in the same direction. All right. And that's what this thing was designed. So I kind of, when I started thinking about doing this whole thing, especially with Zoom, you know, what does Zoom do? Well, Zoom just takes it to where it's nationwide business. You know, base shop can be anywhere. You do all this kind of stuff. So what I did is I said, well, what if I could recreate that? And I always did a monthly kickoff. I always did, you know, I had how many work seminars that we would do once a week. We did all these kind of things. I had fundamental training a couple times a week. Guys, think about what we're doing right now. We have a virtual system to do this, and it's only going to get better. You know, we got to join the team. So what you need to be thinking about is this: do you want to do hundreds of presentations or do you want to have hundreds of people being exposed to a presentation? That's the way I look at it. My mindset was, if I were doing an overview at my office back then, it took me the same effort to do one overview, no matter if I had two people in there or 200 people in there. The only difference is I got more out of it. All right. You know, when I got on the radio, I did radio, and in Nashville, we had 30,000 people listening every quarter hour. Okay. I want you to think about that. So when I was talking, okay, I got 30,000 people listening at once. Well, that same hour I put in was the same. It didn't matter if I had two people listening or 30,000 people listening. What I did was I tweaked out my system. So for some of you right now, what you need to do, we had a good turnout. We had 350 people on Sunday night on the Jim and I replay. Okay. And it was 4th of July weekend. We had 355 people on there Sunday night. So guys, what you need to be doing is thinking about utilizing the system and become a master at promoting the system. And what you're going to find is we got some great things coming. And well, I tell you what we got coming this week. I mean, it's incredible. So Realtor Financial, last week, Dean Franson and I did that. Okay. We did it at 10 a.m. Now, I worked on that thing. I honestly believe what we put together, I spent a lot of time. I don't know how many hours I put into building that PowerPoint. There's a few typos, which I fixed and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I got a lot of feedback and I felt good about it. I felt like it was the best recruiting presentation that we put together. Now, the cool part is it's a plug and play. I can take out the realtor stuff and stick it in for small businesses. I can take out the small business stuff, stick it in for school teachers. So my intention is, or we have our overall normal join the team. So at our first one, we ran through it and it went great. And here were our numbers. We had 351 people. I don't know how many were agents. I know we had agents on there, but we had 351 registrations, 236 attendees. I know that we recruited. So I saw it, you know, where people responded back, hey, I recruited some realtors and stuff like that. So 351 registration, 236 attendees. All right. I'm going to be doing the second one live tomorrow. Okay. So my intention is tomorrow it's going to be perfect. All right. I'm fixing anything I didn't like. I'm going to do it. I'm going to run through. It's going to be, 30, 40 minutes, something like that. And then after that, it will be a recurring webinar that you can invite real estate agents to. We have 2 million realtors in the U.S. I don't know how many in Canada, but so far we've only had 351 potential registrations. So the market for this is endless. It can go on and on and on. So put that together and you'll be able to do it. And then every week it's going to be repeated. I'm going to put together the perfect presentation. I had a lot of background in that. You know, I've been around real estate agents. I know how it works. I know their lingo, that kind of deal. I've always felt like that realtors and what we do are very similar. And so we're going to have a great, that'll happen. We go through personal finances, how to add financial services. There's existing links and campaigns in there. We'll show you that. So you want to keep building your list. This is the kind of stuff we covered. So this is one of the slides right here. You know, a home purchase is a financial product. They have a built-in client base. They can leverage their relationship and increase their retention, increase referrals by standing out from the crowd, by being able to do all this, earn additional income. It's the most residual rich business in the world. Okay. And look at all these companies that moved into financial. And then we went in and we talked about, you know, how to manage your money, avoiding feast or famine. So I went into that. So we got two parts of it. And so you want to really work on that. It's at 10 o'clock tomorrow this week. So tomorrow we've got 10 a.m. Everything is Pacific time, 10 a.m. on that. Thursday, we got 5 p.m. Pacific. We're replaying. Kristen, did we do last night the review of the defense?
Yes.
Okay. So review of the defense. We did reruns last night. And I didn't look at our numbers, but anyway, we did that. We also had the join the team, and then start on Monday will be week 12. Okay. Which is a recap of everything, on that coming up. Saturday morning kickoff is going to be 3 hours on how to become a master recruiter. We'll have 15-minute topics from leaders that are exploding their recruiting. We've been reaching out to people. For those of you that we talked to, there's some others we're going to be talking to. Just realize this, we will be getting out the agenda in the morning for the speakers, and the MC starts at 8 a.m. Now, goes for 3 hours. Now, why do I – yeah, when I was coming up, back in the early 90s, I paid $800 a month to Michael Gerber's company that wrote the E-Myth book. We had a call, an hour and a half call, three times a month, and I paid $800 a month back in the early 90s, like 1993, and I did that for a year, and they taught me how to run a business. And one of the things that they said, if you want to do something, block off 3 hours at a time, all right? And if you really want to get a system down, you really want to get it done right, you know, you got to focus in on stuff. And then what happens is people take a few minutes and they focus on this, and a few minutes and they focus on this. And at the end of the time, they got a few minutes with everything. Well, when you go in and you spend 3 hours and you just go in there and you just pound it, well, that'll sink in. So if you want to become a great recruiter, then you want to get your team there. On Saturday, it's going to be Saturday morning, 8 a.m. Pacific, and we're going to have 15-minute fast-paced people. I mean, I've been reaching out to guys, and I'm like, who do you know that's a badass recruiter, and I'm in your organization? I've been getting names back from our leaders, plus you're going to have guys, you know, that like me that, you know, I went out and I recruited, I don't know, 20,000 people, 25,000, I don't know how many it is. All I know is that, you know, I started looking at my total number of directs that I've recruited and divided it into my income, and I think I'm making about 70,000 per direct is what I've ended up doing. So we're going to talk about that. And then Sunday night, we have Bill Orender going to be here along with another $1 million earner, which I'm pretty sure it's a done deal, but I promise you Sunday night's going to be the best thing we've ever done. And Ed, hey, you're there, Ed. Tell them what we decided on how this thing's working, Ed, on Sunday night. And this was your idea. Now, I can't hear you, Ed. You may be muted. Unmute. Unmute, Ed.
I'm unmuted now. Gotcha.
There you go, Ed.
All right, guys, I'm excited about what Roy's talking about. He honored me by asking me back several weeks or months ago to host a Legends session on once a month on Sunday night. And I was excited about it and immediately came out with you, and I hope all of you tuned in, came out with Rusty Crossan and Dick Walker were our first two. The only problem with using Legends as the resources is only 12 people have had that title put to them. So as a result, we're kind of restricted on the number of people. So I started thinking about where can we get more content, where we can get more qualified people. So I went to Roy and asked him if we could make a little adjustment, and that is to open it up to some kind of qualification of someone who has achieved financial independence to at least a minimum degree of having a, not net worth, but an investment account with a minimum of $1 million of investments yielding. To me, that's really the epitomizes achievements in connection with $1 million. You go out and own it a lot, have it a lot of different ways on a net worth basis, but liquidity investments, to me, is a great measure. That opens the door because stop and think about it, guys, how many people we have in Primerica, not only RVPs and above, but how many people that kind of like the millionaire next door is the way I mentioned it and brought it to Roy's attention, who are worth $1 million or more, multi-millions of dollars, because they came into Primerica, used the systems, and grew their business, not necessarily by building great hierarchies, but by increasing their income over and over and over again, developing their residual sources, and as a result became millionaires. And nobody even knows who they are. And the great stories there, the content of that are some are going to be some of those beautiful stories. We're going to start off with an old timer who everybody loves and has a great story of achievement, because he has an unbelievable story of not rags to riches, but from being basically stalled with a great talent and nowhere to go to put it and use it. And he turns to and becomes a part of A.O. Williams. And you know the story from there. Roy's got contact going with another one, but well, I wanted to have the other end, Roy, as you know, a young person that's been with us maybe around 10 years instead of 40 like Bill, who has become a multimillionaire, literally, in essence, a cash multimillionaire as a result of coming into Primerica today. Unbelievable stories, guys. I already have at least 100 different people that I know personally who are multimillionaires, not just millionaires, but multimillionaires because of Primerica. You want to sell a dream, start talking to people and let, have them listen to people like these folks we're talking about and thinking about, wow, how many people can we give hope to? How many people can we have say, wow, if they can do it, I can do it. That's what the goal is. I think we're going to have a ball, and I think you're going to get a lot of – we're all going to get a lot of benefit out of it. Great idea, Roy. We're looking forward to being a part of it.
Yeah, and Ed, so what we're doing, guys, if you've gone out here and built this thing and you saved $1 million, that's one thing. The other is we're going through all the million-dollar earners, okay, and we're going to bring those guys in. And what we're going to do is here's the way, you know, they always, you know, never take advice from somebody that's broke, okay, about money, right? And so what we're going to be doing is getting people on here that are not only financial, but they've done it in Primerica. They didn't inherit it. They did it here. So, but Sunday night, I promise you, Bill O'Render, many of you know who he is. I promise you it's going to be incredible. And we'll see, just be looking on Facebook and all that about what the other person that we got. I just haven't got my final confirmation yet, but I promise you'll be excited about it. So, all right, thank you, Ed. And Ed's going to be hosting all this. So now let me give you the last little rerun, okay? So, you know, July the 6th was a rerun. Class 12 will be next Monday. Then the next 12 weeks will begin the following week with one new part. We're going to do a money overview. You'll be getting links, and they'll automatically be added to the next 12 weeks. Now, what we decided on this thing is what we're going to do, because I think this 12 weeks takes too long, all right? And we're going to do what's called an autoresponder. So let me explain what autoresponder is. So what's going to happen is you're going to invite them to the money overview or the join the team or the realtor seminar, whatever it is. And then what's going to happen is we're going to tell them that this is just the beginning and we have a 12-week series that's going to be coming your way automatically, all right? And that 12-week series is going to be all the details of how to get your money in place. So what's going to happen is they'll sign up for the join the team. Then we're going to run this out over the next 30 days. They're going to get the first class, okay, maybe the next day, and the next class maybe 4 days later. And what's going to happen is rather than 12 weeks, they're going to get an email out there automatically in a series, and every single front-end event, realtor, join the team, money overview, anything else we do, what's going to happen is it's automatically going to start the series, and that series is going to go out all the way around. We're going to also update the classes, and we'll be calling on different people to come in and help us. So that way we'll have all different types of things, and with the goal of being able to invite somebody every day, and the moment that they get invited, it puts them on this recurring series. So anyway, with that being said, that's what's going on there. So email July 4th. We sent 187,000 emails. I want to say this. You know, we had a lot of new people come in, uploaded lists, stuff like that. We had 12% bounced. And what that means is either they're bad emails or whatever. That's not that unusual. But what you need to do, and I'll have Steve talk more about it, the real key to that, we sent 187,000 emails and we had 841 opt-outs. I mean, guys, that's nothing, okay? And then we had a total of 39 complaints, which is 0%. All right. So keep in mind, when you run and gun, you're going to have that kind of stuff. So what do you need to do on your front dashboard? I'm going to show you in a minute. You need to go in there and look at your bounce list, and it'll tell you what's going on. You can pick the phone up and call the people, get and just keep working on your list. That's the key element to that. Okay. All right. So here's what we're going to do today. You know, we've got all these things going on, right, that we can use. So I'm going to do a quick review of the system, then and how it works. I'm also going to get into the team, okay? And so we got all these things, all these different things that are coming on. Okay. So, but before I do that, I always like to get comments. And so any comments from any of you guys that you want to add to what's going on, I'd love to hear anybody that had something on the real estate side. That would be good as well. So any comments, anybody?
Hey Roy, I first just want to say that the that July 4th email I just thought was awesome. I think the image, everything. I got like, so it's amazing how many comments I get on some of these emails. People, a lot of times they feel like it's like really me sending it or just they're moved by it. The quality is just excellent. And anyway, and then finally, I really think that the real estate presentation last week was your absolute best. I mean, that thing was a knockout punch, and just really excited to have you kind of lead the way into that. That's a massive, massive market. And I think in time, it's going to spill over to helping us reach all kinds of small business owners.
So very good. Yeah. You know, the guys, I will toot my horn. I will say, and I got a lot of input, you know, that realtor presentation was the best one I put together. And I think that we can take the majority of that and just move it over into our normal overview. And I mean, it's just quicker. You know, people have been telling me, hey, speed this thing up. And realistically, the one I'll do tomorrow, I think it'll be done in about 30 minutes. All right. And it's going to be a slam dunk. I promise you on that. So yeah. And Dean MC'd us, and you know, it was good. I mean, I think it was very good. We got a lot of good feedback on it. So very good. Okay. Anybody else?
Hey, Roy, I got a question here from one of my RVPs saying, what do we have to do to Canadianize the real estate? I guess we at this end should dig in and get some stats for you on Canada.
Yeah, I just need stats. That's all I need. Yeah. All right. And
send you the stats.
Yeah, give me some stats, because otherwise, unless the system is really different there.
It's not much different.
You know, I mean, we're basic overview. I think what the main point of it is, you know, real estate agents feast and famine. Yep. And this gives them a back end income, and they've got a built in market. And guys, I got some stats on the financial, the size of the financial business. Unbelievable. So, let's get that.
The other thing I wanted to comment on is, you know, it's amazing the birthdays and the campaigns on the holiday campaigns. Without fail, every time people either get that, they reach out and they either invest more money. It's stunning how the reaction to a birthday card, you know, electronically, or to a holiday greeting, it's just, it's unbelievable what's going on. And we're getting some incredible feedback, and people, you know, just so grateful that we reached out. So it's stunning. I mean, this whole system is just driving.
It's fun, man. I mean, and the thing is, I'm hearing all those different success stories. I mean, it's, guys, you just got to keep plugging. That's what you got to keep doing. Keep on plugging. So anybody else?
Yeah, Roy, I want to say that op meeting you did, the realtor, it was, I've never seen a better one. And I'm looking forward to the one tomorrow. I want to see how you made it better. But to me, you know, the whole idea, you speak system, that's what this is. And it's the greatest thing, I think, that we've ever, that's ever come about. And the pandemic, I think, has been the catalyst, obviously, getting us into the 21st century using the Zoom. And it's just, I'm excited. I'm building a new base now, and we're using this exclusively. And I'm really excited to see what's going to happen in the multiples. And I am juiced. So
there you go. And Josh, here's the cool thing: you weren't even using Zoom, right?
No. No. Uh-uh.
And now here he goes, man.
That's right.
It's good. Guys, we ain't even got started. You understand this? We're doing week number 12, okay, on Monday night of this education thing. What's it going to be like when we're on week 60 and we're on week 100? Guys, I mean, that's – and what you do, you just – Here's how marketing is. You just pound and you pound and you pound and you pound. And then one day somebody says, I've been getting your emails for 3 years. Okay. And I just inherited some money. Can I, guys, I mean, that's what we got going on. All right. Very good, John. Anybody else?
Hey, Roy, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy, read that text you sent me about your, where was it? Your number of referrals and all that kind of stuff off this deal. Let me see. I don't know where it is. Tommy sends me success stories all the time. I can't even keep up with everything that's going on. But anyway, go ahead, make your comments, and then we'll get a couple more, and I'll do a little training.
Last week when we were talking, I didn't realize, I knew the system was, getting better and better and better, and it just gets me so fired up, man. I mean, I just can't contain myself, but I didn't realize that you're going to be doing this real estate thing, and then you pretty much put it on automatic pilot, and these meetings are going to be going on, without any real work. I mean, the work goes into the front end that you put it together, but then it's on automatic pilot, and they keep getting better, and you just keep inserting them in. And I just think if everybody really realizes that this thing is working for everyone, if everybody just plugs in, even myself, I mean, the more we plug in, it's already going, and it's invaluable. It's not explainable how valuable that is, because before it was just so much work putting all these meetings together. We don't have to do that anymore, and we could plug people in all over the world. And I'm just, it's just awesome. But so thank
you
so much.
I've been working on, and you got to understand, my mindset is I don't ever want to do another presentation. I just want to take orders. Okay. You guys hear what I said? I never want to do another presentation. I just want to take orders. I want to sign people up. Okay. And the truth of the matter, I don't even want to do that. What I want to do is I want to have a team of people that takes orders and signs people up. Now, the way I want to do that is I have to do the front end work to make that happen. And so what we've done, if you look back, so now the next 12 weeks, once we do next week, then we'll take all that content, we'll stick it into an autoresponder. So what's going to happen is you'll invite them once, and then they're going to get that meeting, and then they're going to get it 12 more times automatically. All right. And then we'll just keep on adding content. And before you know it, you'll have another, you'll say, man, hey, 10 a.m. on Friday, we've got the small business seminar. And there you go. And we keep adding content. I don't want to do presentations. I want to take orders, sign up recruits, and make money. All right. Last week, I felt like, I was like, all right, well, now what did we do? Well, we did a rerun on Sunday. We did a rerun on last night. All right. And guess what I did last week? I played golf Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. How about that? All right. Isn't that something? I took off on Sunday. I played 9 holes on Sunday because it was raining. How about that? That's the way I want to live, right? And I know that the system was going. I was finishing up golf, and there's 355 people on the training on Sunday night. Isn't that what you want to do? That's where we want to be, right? Yeah. All right. And all we got to do is just keep getting more people in here. We want to reach every market. We want to get more people putting content in. So this first go round, we've got guys, if I show you all of the stuff, guys, do you realize that every one of these presentations on Tuesday we've been recording? I've got PowerPoints on all of them. I got PowerPoints on every Monday night. I got all this. So then we take this PowerPoint. I throw it over to Chuck. I say, Chuck, here you go, buddy. Do it. Okay. And then we got another one. We do it that way. That's what the whole mindset is. And one day you'll wake up and you'll say, man, I got a business. Okay. I got a business that runs without me. I'm loving life. Right. So anyway, any other comments, and we'll get moving. Hey, Mark. Roy. Yeah, Mark.
Hey, Roy. I just want to just echo everything you've said. I thought, and I got a Sunday night, I got some texts from people. This is a replay. I said, yeah, but it's so good. It's the fundamentals of getting a new person started. If you're getting new recruits into the system every week, you want new people plugged into an event like that. And so what you've created is the system, as you just articulated for the last couple of minutes, is the system of just plugging new people in and creating this machine that continues to pump out new people, you know, over and over and over again. So I just love the whole process, the whole system. And I just wanted to let you know.
Hey, thank you, Mark. We're going to, and you guys are going to hear a lot from Mark. Well, one of the things, guys, that you need to also remember, all right, I've got 50, like I do this radio show, just do it, you know, and I rerun it. I do a lot of, I've got 55 of these things. And I'll get up in the morning. Sometimes I'll be driving along and I'll listen to myself. And because guys, one of the most important things you can do is to start taping yourself and ask yourself a question. Would I buy from this guy? Would I buy from this chick? Would I buy from this guy? Well, whatever, right? What am I doing? Would I buy from them? Okay. Would I come on board if I heard that presentation from me? Right? Make sense? So what I do, I listen in, okay? And sometimes what you're going to find, okay, is when you first start listening, you're like, man, I can't even listen to myself, right? That's what they're listening to. So if you'll start doing this, what will happen is, and guys, I've been listening through the reruns of, you know, our weekly things, and I'm like, man, we're going to fix this. We're going to do that. I've listened to that stuff. So anyway, any other comments, anybody?
Hey, Roy, I have a lot of questions in the chat and on the thing about, could you take 2 minutes and tell how you would approach a realtor and what kind of words you'd use to invite them to this? There's a lot.
Yeah. Okay. So guys, what I would do is I would just, you know, keep in mind if I'm talking to a real estate agent, say, hey, you carry on the conversation, you know, how long you've been around, you know, it's the same kind of deal. You're going to warm it up however you do. And then at that point and say, I got something I think you might want to take a look at, that it's a short webinar that kind of goes hand in hand with what you're doing. It might be, we could help each other. Let me send you a link. I've got something coming up, tomorrow. It's only about 30 or 45 minutes, but I want you to check it out. It's really targeted toward realtors, because, I think we'd be a good connection. How's that sound? And they're like, okay, well, hey, I'm going to send you a link. Go ahead and register for it. Like I said, it's a short thing, and then we'll talk after that. All right. I would do something similar to that, you know. I don't have to get in a lot of detail, but it's geared toward realtors. Then they get the landing page, and when they get the landing page, they're going to then see, you know, really what we're doing. So, anyway, all right. Anybody else before I go?
Hey, Roy, I've had a couple of questions about the registrations and attendees for the real estate webinar. Planning on having those up later on today, maybe tomorrow morning, but.
Okay. All right.
Very soon.
All right. Anything else that we'll hit questions at the end. Okay. Anybody else before I go here? Good. All right. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to walk you through a few things again. We're going to hit some fundamentals because fundamentals are the key. You got to know. And by the way, guys, that Sunday night training, what Mark was saying, every time you listen, you're going to pick up something new. You realize that? And the cool part about it is if you learn it, here's what's going to happen. You own it. You get to use it forever. All right. So that's the key element to that. So, you know, last week I kind of went through and did a little thing. Let me show you real quick, though. If you go over here to your bounces, you see this right here. You can clean those up. Make sense? All right. So, hey, and Steve, what does admin mean?
It means that they were, like, automatically opted out by the system because of a lack of engagement. In other words, they hadn't opened an email in like a couple of years. So,
okay. So I got some of those. All right. Then you can see one that opted out. You can see a hard bounce. A hard bounce means it's a bad email address. And so that means you might've put it in there wrong or something like that. A soft bounce, we'll see some of those in here. That means that it's, you know, maybe their box is full or whatever it may be. So you can go in here and check all this out. And then what I would do is pick the phone up on a lot of these people and call them. Does that make sense? So anyway, so Bree, you see, we got very bad. We got to get that off our deal. So anyway, so we got that. But then if you're wanting to invite people, you got your shareable links right here. Now, these are designed for you to be able to copy and paste them in a text message. Okay. So that's what that's for. So all you do is you hit copy the client education. You then go and you can paste it however you want to do. I'm going to show you what it would do. But the bottom line is it's more for a text message because, and then each one of these are tied to you. Does that make sense? So you can do that. Now you can send an email. Okay. By going over to your contact, whatever that contact is, and you can do that. So let's add a contact. So if I do a quick add, again, I always do this, but I want you to understand it. So this would be the way we would do it. And we just go into Mary Doe at all right, so we do that. And then sometimes, you know, if they're there, they'll let you put their name, you know, they'll put their birthday in. I did this, you know, I look at these people, they put their birthday in for me. That was a good idea that happened, but you have to do something for it to work. So let me show you what would happen. So if that birthday, 1975, July, okay, and I got permission, okay. I'm sitting there talking to him. So then that's a quick add. Now, once we view the contact, what you're going to see is all the details here. And right up here, you can click the button if you're on your phone. Most of the time, I'm using Sales Team Pro on my phone. All right. So if I click above Mary, that contact card, it'll download into my phone. Why is that important? Because if you have a text message come in, you want to know who it is, that kind of thing. And so you can text back and forth that way. All right. And then as you continue to do business with them, you're going to get more and more. We add a company name where they work. Let me throw you a quick little thought. If we ever get back to the point of doing this, you know, I used to deliver all of my policies. I make a sale, a life insurance sale, and I would call the people up. I say, hey, I can just drop it by your office. And I would drop by the office and I'd get in there, or, you know, I even do the same thing. I've done this with kind of review people that have money. And I know they're in a big office environment. I'll stop by there and, you know, meet with them. And the reason I do that is I'll say, hey, do you mind referring me to a couple of your buddies here? They'd introduce me, that kind of thing. I did that stuff all the time. That's a simple referral. You know, the people are in the office. Okay. And then they turn right around. Where did I get that from? Well, let me give you a book you need to go read. You need to go find it. And you can actually just listen to it. It's How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling by Frank Betcher, B-E-T-T-G-E-R. Frank Betcher in the 60s averaged 40 appointments a week selling life insurance. And one of the things he did was always he went to offices and they would refer him to the next person and did like that. Then you can go in and you can, so you get their company name, put it in there. What do? You go over there and you drop off their insurance policy or drop in and see them at work, that kind of deal. Go have lunch with them. Guys, I've done a lot of things to make. I used to go to this place in Nashville. It's a meat and three vegetables, and everybody sat at the same table. And I would go in there and I'd meet somebody for lunch trying to recruit them. And I'd go in there and they'd be sitting across from me and I'd be explaining it to them. And the next thing you know, I had everybody sitting there. I got four or five people sitting there listening to my presentation, and I just was meeting with one person. So what I wanted to do, so you start thinking about how do you really warm up referrals? Then you go in, you qualify them, you can do all that. The key to this is when you do this, you can then sort that way. If they become they're a really high credibility prospect, that's good. You can put a high lifetime value because they know a lot of people. You're eventually going to get their address in there. All right. So I could put my home address in there, whatever. It would do that. All right. So I do that. Now I'm finding all this kind of stuff. You know, if I got referred, you know, I can put their email address in, all that kind of stuff. So I can save that, which, by the way, we've heard some stuff on that. Must be 10 digits. I guess I didn't have 10 digits on the. Okay. So there's that. So we save that. Now, because I have a birthday, I'm going to want to make sure, and once they're in here, I want to go into my campaigns and do some things. I'm going to do a follow-up. I'm going to schedule a six-month recurring follow-up automatically. That shows up. You'll see it show up right now. So it's going to pop you on your dashboard. I'll add a campaign. All right, so what are some of the things I want to do on campaigns? Well, you know, I'm going to invite him to a webinar. Well, they're a real estate professionals webinar right there. If one missed it, we've got the replay right there, so you can do that. People have asked me where they're at. If I want to put them on the client education series, as time goes on, we're going to fix that to where it automatically does it. So I do that. So now I'm just adding in, you know, stuff like that. All right. And then, you know, if they're a father, then you could put in there Happy Father's Day, you know, that kind of deal. Add in their birthday. There's the birthday. We got that. Okay. We come down. If they're Canadian, we go right there. We just do the Canadian only campaigns. Where's all the Canadian holidays? Where am I at? I don't know. Canadian holidays. Do we not have it all at once, or do we have to do each one of them individually? Do you know on that?
I thought we had them all at once.
But where am I losing this at? If we don't, we need it all at once. Okay.
Yeah.
Check that out and see. So that, see, there's an example. All right. So let's go. We'll just do U.S. in this case. Holiday U.S. And we pull it in there and we do that. All right. And then they become a client. We go back over here. All right. And they become a personal client. We'll save that. All right. And then we can go over to the client series or the client side. And we go right over here and we say they're a life client. Yes. A securities client. No. Okay. So now we know that. Now we can sort them. Right. So give me a list of everybody that's bought life insurance and bought an investment. We got that. All right, then I'm going to put them on an annual review. But before I, so now they're a client. So I'm going to go in here. I'm going to put them on an annual review. Let's just do this and just take it up to 2021. I do that, right? See that right there? All right, now they're going to pop automatically on my screen, right? So they're going to be an annual review. All right, I think I've already done that. Then I'll go and see how that jumps. It does that. I don't know why it jumps, but anyway. So then I'm going to go over here to campaigns. All right. So look at all this, guys. I'm just cruising along. All right. And I'm going to do a client campaign. Right. And first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to say new client welcome. That's going to send them a thank you note. And 2 weeks later, it's going to send them another one following up. And then I'm going to go back over here and I'm going to look for annual review reminder. It's going to send them something out in 11 months saying, hey, it's coming up time, right? Make sense? Now, if in fact you didn't have their email in and all that, you want to go ahead and send one immediately, you can do that, okay, for annual review. Okay, so now I can add them to a list if I want to, put them on high potential recruits, whatever I want to do, and we now have one. Here's the follow-up that's happening, all right? So check this out. Here's all the things that are going on in the background. And it's all taking you about 2 seconds to do it. And then it, starting in a couple weeks, they're going to get a 12-week series on top of that. And at the end of the day, they're going to be – American Funds used to tell me this. They said, you know, our biggest complaint we get from our clients is that we over-communicate. How about that? That's the biggest complaint we get. So once you start over communicating in a but do it in a positive, informative way, what's going to happen is you're going to have that relationship, your referrals crank up, all that. So that's how you go with that. Now, then if you want to find the people, you know, you can sort them. There's Mary Doe. You do whatever you want to do that way. If you want to text, call, or email, you go right through there and do that. So you're off to the races. You want to sort. We talked about if you want to find them to begin with, you can go right there. I type in Mary, and what's going to happen is Mary Doe will come up. Let's just do D-O-E. Okay. All right. So there's Mary Doe right there. All right. Our both, we put both of them in there. So I can do it that way. If I want to sort a group, I go to advanced, sort, and let's just do married, homeowner, all this kind of stuff. Know well and very high credibility. Let's do that. Let's see if Mary doesn't show up. Okay. So then what's going to happen is there's Mary Doe right there. So all I got to do, if I want advanced sort, I can go in there and do whatever I want to do. All right. you know, just go in here, any of these things you can sort by. So what does that tell you to do? It says build your database better all the time. Always be thinking about, can I get more information in there? All right. And the more information I have in there. Okay. So then if we want to send out a broadcast message, we can do that. Okay. All we got to do is go here, pick the list from the custom list, which I talked about last week. We do it. Here's your webinars and events. We've got all of the different attendees, registration, all that. Steve will have the rest of the real estate thing up. Also, the Saturday kickoff to register, you go right here. You can also copy this and send it to your team. If they don't, or anybody you know, our recruiting kickoff is there. You want to review all the campaigns, here's what you do. You go right here and you say, well, what can I send? Look at all these things. We got hundreds of campaigns in there that you go in and you pick and choose, and we're adding new ones and all that kind of stuff. This is only for you to be able to look at them, okay? So here's the replay of what we did. If you want to know what happened, okay, at the real estate thing, here it is. You can also send it to a realtor that missed, okay? And there it is. If you're unable to attend our July 1st for real estate, you missed a great presentation. Here it is. You can schedule a Zoom meeting with me right there. So we got those kind of things going on. So now do not copy these. You've got your own just to send through there. This is strictly all the campaigns here to the side or to show you what's available. You'll go into your contacts and send it to be able to do that. All right. So now we have that. Remember settings right here. If you don't have Zoom yet, Acuity, you can do that. You can update your scheduling link. If you want to get text notifications, all you do is fill that out right there. Let me show an example of that. So let's say that we go to a recruiting campaign, and this is an autoresponder series right here that we put out. It's still good. And so what it does is it's got over email 1, 2, 3, 4 in a row over 4 days. And if they click on any of the links, you're going to get a notification. They clicked on this article. They clicked on that. They clicked on that. Now, why is that important? Okay. It's important because you know they're engaged. All right. It gives you, when you get a message that says your prospect clicked on, you know, this link right there, then you're going to follow right back up and say, hey, I just want to follow up. I saw you, we're looking at the email. Okay, let's find a time to get together. So the whole idea is what we're doing is we're out there, we're saying, all right, we're going to put little cookies in there, okay, crumbs, and if they tap on them, it's going to say, hey, I'm holding my hand up, call me, I want to buy something, I want to come on board, that kind of deal. That's why you want to get all that stuff out there all the time. So now let's say they respond back on the 4th of July email. Well, then you should say, hey, great. I appreciate that. Hope you're having a great week. If I do anything for you, do that. All right. So what's happening is you're doing those kind of things. All right. You set up your notifications in the settings. If you want to learn how to do all this stuff, go to your resource tab. How about that? Resources got all of these webinars here. If you want to go to your replays for all the training, what I would do if I recruit a brand new person on board, what I would do is I would say, look, you need to go to the replays here. And this is all the replays that we've done on the client education series. Can you imagine, guys, if you get your new people to watch these 12, what'll be coming up, being taught, they know how to talk to people now. And how quickly should they do it? They ought to do it immediately, right? So you've got that. If they want to learn about how to do an overview, look right here. They can go in to the campaigns page and watch every one of these things. Okay. Make sense? So how did you, we go into recruiting, right? I think it's here. Yeah. Recruiting. Okay. And it's got all these different ones. Where is it, Steve? Did I miss this? Okay. Maybe it's in the, let me go back up.
What is it? You're looking
company for? Overview. There it is. Company overview. So look, you got all these different ones. And guys, every one of these, if you wanted to send them out to recruit, right, to recruit somebody right now, you could say, well, I like Memo, or I like Roy, or I like Arlie, or Dean, or Dave. Okay. And we're putting more and more up there every single week. Tommy did one last week. We're doing that. So, guys, we got all this. We got those kind of things. So when you're cruising around, what you want to be doing is just thinking, man, I'm going to just keep plugging people in, making things happen. And then you come over here to your team page. The most important thing about your team page is, I think, the fact that you can email them all at once right there, okay? And you also, on your dashboard, you have your blog, which I went into last week, okay? And you can add a new blog post. And what that does is allow you to post anything, good training material, all that kind of stuff, make things happen. So with that being said, guys, I'm going to you know, we got 5 minutes left. Any other comments, any questions, anything we need to add, and we'll make it happen here. Anybody? Any comments, questions? Let me see where we're at here. I'm going to pull this down.
Hey, Roy, it's Michael.
All right.
Can you hear me, Roy?
Yeah, I got you, dude. I got you.
Hey, you know, one of the things is, you know, when we say the fundamentals never change, and you were talking about it earlier, and just filling up the pipeline and being patient. But really, you still got to put that work in. I remember somebody, I think it was Steve Barger, we were having a drink out in Maui. But he said one thing, goes like, we've all heard that story, man. You've been in the right place at the right time. And we'd all wished and hoped for something like that. And he said, you want to know how you control timing in. And I said, how's that? And he said, well, by being in contact with people constantly. So just getting that pipeline, getting those emails going out, like you said earlier about, and then you're getting ready for the meeting and somebody goes, I got 50 grand, or, you know, hey, you know what, I've been thinking about it, we need insurance. So you got to give the system time, but still got to get put in the work and get creative about ways to meet people. And you know, for example, I was buying a phone with my son the other day, and you know, we thought jobs suck before, right? So I'm sitting there in the AT&T store, there's this sharp kid doing his best trying to upgrade me and switching my cable, etc., doing an add-on sale. And I'm just sitting there thinking, like, man, this guy sitting there with jobs that suck, but he's got a freaking mask on. You know, so I just said, hey, man, you ever think about doing anything else? You know, long story short, heck, he gave me his number, you know. So then now I'll throw him in the campaign, start dripping, you know, it's out there. We can't let this stuff affect us in the way we doubt in our daily lives.
So I was listening to this YouTube video, and I think this guy's probably, when it continues on, I think he's a Marxist at the end of the day, honestly. I mean, I think he's trying to kill our economy, but he's one of these college guys that professor, and the reason it caught me is because my daughter went to that college, and he gave a stat. He said, up until 1970, okay, every single decade, people's incomes grew. Real incomes grew. All right. Then what happened is, since 1970, after inflation, the average employee their income has not grown. Not one 10-year period has it grown in real dollars. How about that? And he said, so then what happened is companies started looking at, you know, people had this great lifestyle. They're used to growing all the time. And then what happened is they figured out that what are we going to do? So what we're going to do is we're going to start making credit available. And then that's how people were able to continue to improve their lifestyle. Okay. Then what happened is, all right, these companies, okay, and small business owners started figuring out, said, hey, we got credit available. If we own a business, what we can do is we can sell to these people, and they're going to continue financing and financing and financing. And he said, then what's happened is today, corporate America has figured out that they don't have to pay anybody. And the reason they don't have to pay anybody is because people are up to their eyeballs, okay, in debt and problems and stuff like that. And he said, the other side is, it's not just corporate America that's figured out how to make money. He says, anybody. And I thought, anybody that owns a small business can go out and make money. But the employee, this is what this guy said, the employee is dead. How about that? And guys, it's true. Okay. What's going on? We've got an opportunity. Okay. To change that for people. And, you know, and we've got the ability to mass produce people. And so this weekend, we are going to slam it on Saturday morning. Okay. You're going to learn more about recruiting. We're going to have, I 15 minutes at a time, somebody new that's got it rocking and some of our great leaders. So anyway, with that, guys, I don't have anything else. Do we have anything else? Anybody need to bring up? We good? Yes. 8 to 11 Pacific Standard Time, Wendy. Yes. Okay. All right, guys, get me some people for tomorrow at the real estate deal. That's going to be the hopefully the last one I'm going to do, and then it's going to be automated. So I'll talk to you guys later.